Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Nina, welcome to Philadelphia. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, thank you very much for inviting me on, Dan.
Well, I think that accent improved the show right there.
Right, it's great.
Yes, it's not impenetrable. So, Nina, tell us about the private school you were working at, and didn't you pick up that granddad's pride might be a book they would welcome?
Yeah, so I say in my article that I wrote for On Herd that my school, the school library I worked for, is quite archetypal for all schools, really, or maybe not all, but an awful lot of schools, particularly private schools, for some reason. Librarians want to celebrate Pride Month, and that's understandable. And naturally, they'll order books that booksellers recommend, that they seem to be on the hot list for books that you should share with children and teenagers, to improve their education and make them more tolerant, inclusive, whatever. But this one book, and make no mistake, like, I had many books that I had massive aversions to before that for various reasons. But this one book had hit some headlines because the book was both written and illustrated by a person called Harry Woodgate, who uses they, them pronouns. The story of the book, as I understand it, is a little girl with her granddad who is bereaved from his boyfriend / long-term partner, and they go to Pride together. And in the book, there were illustrations of the Pride parade they attended. And I'm really not making this up. The illustrations contained two men caressing in quite a sexual manner in leather fetish gear. Now, my understanding is these illustrations were removed in some publications of the book, but overall, it was really heralded as this, put it this way, it's been shortlisted on a prize just as recently as a month ago in the UK. So it seemed to me really representative of this weird thing that seems to be going in children's publishing, where you put a Pride Progress flag in front of a publisher's eyes and they just lose all their inhibitions.
Yeah, you also write here, too, why didn't I speak out about them all then, in your country? And there was something going on at the time. The Gender Recognition Reform Bill was not yet defeated. So what was the Gender Recognition Reform Bill?
Right. So in Scotland, there was a law it was passed. Basically, the law stated that, originally, for a person to legally change their gender, or that's to say to legally change their sex, i.e. to be recognised in a different sex under the law, which would mean access to spaces of that sex. Originally, I think we had quite a good balance. You had to live in your acquired gender for 2 years, whatever living in your gender means, really. You had to undergo a medical analysis, and you had to be over the age of 18. So the Scottish government had proposed this really quite unbelievable bill where they would shorten that to 3 months, remove any need for medical discussion, and it would be lowered to 16 years old, which basically meant that people, I suppose men with nefarious purposes, could very easily... all you had to say, basically, the phrase that was used was self-ID. So the second a person says, I am this sex or I am this gender, that's it. No questions asked. So, you know, legally a man could say, I am a woman. And in that second, under the law, he's a woman.
We're talking with Nina Welsh in this column today. And Nina, I wanted to ask you, you go into this, librarians in general, this is around the world, we've seen it in the United States. After you've exposed some of this, after you had to quit from this, the fetish gear and Pride Month, what is it, what's your sense of the change with librarians? It's one thing that the librarians not be seen as so-called old maids, just dusty books and all that. That was a good change of the image. But you talk about TikTok and librarians, and it's gone way beyond that into this activist type of thing.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of talk, and certainly in America as well, I know about this, about teachers who seem to be mistaking their role as being activists rather than, you know, teachers and pushing certain agendas. I think the interesting thing about librarian is that a librarian is very similar to a teacher, but they don't have... you know, you don't mark papers. It's a really interesting role, the librarian. You're like a cross between a teacher and a friend, I'd almost say, you know, but you're still a figure of authority. And, I mean, like I said, it might sound quite laughable because you think of the librarian as being, you know, this person at a cardigan stamping books at their desk. But there's a really interesting power in being a school librarian. You know, you decide the collection and you're sort of pushing certain morals and ideas and stories onto children. And something that I say in the article is I've noticed, and I don't say this with any, you know, I'm not saying this happily, but I think that mixture of power or status and nurture attracts in particular young progressive women who are particularly attracted to the sort of ideologies behind this. Mm-hmm. For those reasons, that mixture of power and nurture is something I think that needs more focus.
Yeah, no, it's exactly, it's a hotbed here in our suburbs, Nina. Several school districts even made national news around battles associated with this. What do you offer if you do, coming through this, writing about it, take a broad look at it, what's the solution to this, to stop this type of stuff? They have more balance, I'd say, here.
Yeah, I mean, in the UK, where I live, so United Kingdom, but I'm specifically in Scotland, the thing is, this is a top-down problem, you know, because this is what I say in the article that I wrote. As a school librarian, I could take up a fight with libraries, but beyond this is a fight with children's publishing, you know, and both of them are quite interlinked. It's going to take, and I think we're already seeing signs of this in America, a huge grassroots movement of parents, teachers, and librarians coming together until this is no longer a fringe issue. And, you know, what does pain me with children's literature is, you know, I am so passionate about children being exposed to books that challenge them. That's important in childhood, you know, that disturb them, that educate them. But there's just been this complete abdication of common sense in children's publishing. You know, I never thought I'd be the person saying, you know, we need to, you know, I hate using this word, but, you know, we need to really take a look at not censoring, but maybe, we'd removing certain books from the library collection. I never thought I'd be the person saying that, but there's just been this complete abdication of common mm-hmm. sense, and authors posturing, sorry, activists posturing as authors. It's not even, I mean, even the most liberal person should surely agree that feeding deliberate untruths to children through literature, feeding really sordid imagery deliberately to children, as I've said, if you're asking for a solution, it's just going to take a huge, it's not going to be easy, it's not going to be overnight, but just
exactly.
parents, teachers, and librarians coming together. And basically, I mean, in the UK, I said you basically need an inquiry into children's publishing at this point. And
thank
maybe you,
you
yep. need that in America too. Yeah.
Absolutely. Nina, thank you. Why I Quit as a School Librarian, Progressive Activism is Now Considered the Norm. Nina, thank you. Thanks for taking the time, and thanks for the delightful accent. We appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you, Dan.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now. And what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, we got to run a business and we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because I think most of us, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.